The big plunge in oil prices is rocking the world economy. Which processes have been set in motion? Which economies benefit and which lose out? What lies ahead for the global oil business? Join Oksana Teplinskaya to get the answers to those questions in her special Crude Sequel series.
A sharp global oil price drop is a pleasant bonus for consumers as prices fall at the pump, giving individuals more spending money. Cheap petrol is going to be a nice Christmas present for motorists this year in a number of countries across the world. We've seen reports from Europe, Asia and the US stating the latest reduction in pumps and saying it's not the first cut and for sure is not going to be the last. In the UK, the cost for a litre of petrol is now $1.91 a litre, which is more expensive than in Germany with its $1.77 per litre, France $1.75, Austria $1.60, and Spain $1.59. The highest prices in the world are still paid in Norway, $2.14, followed by Italy, $2.13, and the Netherlands, $2.11. Those are all pretty high price marks compared to the US. Over there, it's less than $1, averaging around 80 cents per liter, less than half the Swiss rate. The luckiest ones are indeed the countries where prices are nominated in US dollars, says York Dorler, AD Corner Principal and Head of Oil and Gas Practice in Russia and CIS.
If we look at the U.S., this relationship will be rather direct because oil prices on a global scale are noted in U.S. dollars. And we'll also see that, you know, there is abundant supply on the oil product market. So there are no high refining margins, which would substantiate a relatively lower fall in oil product prices as compared to crude oil prices.
In European countries where gas prices are denominated in euros, the price impact is likely to be a bit lower as the US dollar kept on increasing toward the euro in recent weeks. On the other hand, a sharp fall in oil prices could produce a quaint effect in some countries, including European economies, where prices at the pump are made up of taxes. Here is Patrick Young, Executive Director at DV Advisors.
We're actually going to see an intriguing double whammy because, indeed, governments are going to be taking in less tax revenue. And so, therefore, everywhere in the world, there are some sort of issues arising from a fall in oil prices because it ultimately affects the government coffers.
There are a few other countries where the price impact might be even lower. For instance, in China, where there are no free price mechanisms and oil prices are regulated. Experts say the government may take the opportunity to decrease subsidies for oil prices to domestic consumers, thus not passing on the entire fall in oil prices to ordinary people.